You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, on the phone with a familiar friend from the Escanaba region. Her name is Pascua Warsler from the Boniface Arts Center. Good morning, Pascua. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I am ready to go despite the weather. I am up and charged and having a great day.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't expect anything less from Pascua here, so that's good to hear. Yes, the weather is changing, and we are definitely seeing fall weather happening, and that means there's also fall events, and especially because October is right around the corner. What can we expect from the Boniface Arts Center? I believe there's something involving some magic.
Yes, it is. October is the time for, you know, some of the unexpected and some of the mystery. And so we have a night of magic and wizardry scheduled for October 26th. And that's a new event for us. It is kind of a takeoff. You know, we're building on the excitement and the intrigue that comes with the Hogwarts and Harry Potter kinds of events. So we're going to have a night of magic and wizardry. There's going to be a school of witchcraft. It includes a potion class. We're going to have a candy store, you know, a wand workshop, a magic wand workshop, I should say. There will be food and activities. There's a cash bar because this is for all ages. So 17 and under are $35, and adults are $45, but it keeps you busy from 5:30 to 9:30, and it is fun-filled and packed with surprises. We encourage people to wear their favorite house colors and come and see what's in store at the Boniface for their Night of Magic and Wizardry. And I do want to remind the listeners that our special events are events that really are designed to be fundraisers that will help support all the things that the Art Center does for not only the Delta County community, but the whole UP region. So just this month, we'll see that we have our Gather at the Gallery tours, and those are tours, free tours. So much of what we do is free to the community. Gather at the Gallery is when we recognize and honor and invite our elder citizens in for gallery tours and activities. We have the fourth grade a field trip right now this fall, where this is the official fourth grade field trip. All fourth graders in Escanaba are out in the field with a full day explore of the local environment, and it's interdisciplinary. So those children are doing observational drawing, they're doing nature journaling, they're doing scientific observation. So these are things that are always are some examples of the programs that we do. And of course, the gallery is always open, and the gallery walks and receptions are free and open. We also underwrite our local players, Danak, our community theater group. So please come have a great night of surprise and intrigue with our event on the 26th, and know that when you do, you're supporting a lot of activities that enrich the community.
Absolutely. And you said that event is from 5:30 to 9 that evening?
5:30 to 9:30, yep.
Up to 9:30, okay.
All ages.
Good, good. And like you said, there's so many events that are free that happen at the Boniface. What better opportunity to, you know, contribute a little bit back to the museum at that point, back to the art gallery, and really have a fun time with it, too. And when you mentioned the potions class, that immediately clicked with my son's brain. He loves making potions out of, well, just about anything he can get his hands on in the kitchen at home. So this might be a good opportunity for some of the young ones who maybe like to do a little bit of those kind of mixing about with water and cinnamon and cloves and all these kind of things, and have a more structured way to do that. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The imagination of the youth and what we're trying to tap into with this kind of an event will be just very entertaining.
Yes.
So we hope we see you all there.
Yeah, Night of Magic and Wizardry. And speaking of fundraising for art and just speaking about art in general, this is that time of the year where I'm not sure, maybe you're feeling a little bit of a sigh of relief because Art Prize is just about... Well, we'll just put in the word art prize and see what happens.
Oh my goodness, there was an yeah, he hit a button. We have had quite a year. Art prize, we're going back in about a week. We have about another week left of art prize in Grand Rapids, and just a reminder that that's an international arts competition. And the Boniface has worked with Mackinac Arts Council and some of the leaders in the tourist industry to gather up UP artists and present them at an official venue so that when you know, half a million, honest to God, half a million people come into Grand Rapids now to see the art prize events and artwork, those viewers can see, they can get a glimpse of the UP and see what's being produced here now, the
right.
Contemporary artwork. And we want those folks to know that the Upper Peninsula is a must-see destination.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of a more engaging way to promote the UP and cultural tourism. So we have sold, this year we've taken on a more active role in selling the artwork at our official venue. And we've sold three pieces. We're negotiating on two more. Usually there's a little flurry at the end of an exhibit. So we're very excited for those kinds of things. We want to thank our folks who've worked with us, like the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau and Upper Peninsula Travel Recreation Association, Mission Point Resort. You know, people outside the arts industry that know that art is a good thing and it can strengthen the economy, and we're just kind of breaking new ground and making strides.
Absolutely, and it sounds like it's making those connections between the different industries too. That's really important to make sure that as many eyes can get on the art and see how it really reflects the UP and its people and their creativity too. So that's wonderful that you and the Boniface have been doing what you've been doing to help promote the UP and its art and its culture as well. So that's super to hear that that's been going so well. So
yeah, and this year we want you know, Grand Rapids, I don't know if you've been there in the last couple of years, but it's just dense and it's electric with young professionals and a lot of cultural activities. So we want those young folks to see that there are options up here for them if they want to study art. So Northern Michigan University and Finlandia University are involved this year, and they've presented some of their senior students and some of that really great work. And it's also giving their senior students a sample of, you know, what's life like off the campus.
Mm-hmm.
So this art prize has been complex and enriching, and we're gearing up for another great road trip.
Yeah, and I did want to mention real quick too, talking about youth. And it just made me think, too, back to the Boniface. What kind of classes do we have on offer for the fall? Because I know that there's a lot of youth of all ages that can get involved in art at the Boniface as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we start with as soon as they can walk. So very short people. And it's called Toddler Art. And that's just arousing. And that's underway. And it continues through the fall. It's an exciting time to see the kids with their adults, you know, grandparents and aunties and moms and dads. They'll come in and they experiment with music and movement and playing and socializing and all kinds of things. So we have everything from that to our, this fall we're going to have a visiting artist, the abstract painter from Milwaukee, Pamela Anderson. She's very involved with Milwaukee, the Milwaukee art scene, and building artist communities there. She's going to be doing an abstract painting class. And then we have, you know, everything in between, from toddlers to the adult level. And we have, you know, like Dave Gaffner is back. Dave is a horticulturist, and he's going to be doing floral arranging. And our yoga is back. Our culinary arts series. So it's about the arts, and it's about quality of life. And we would ask people to go to the website, bonifacearts.org, and just take a look, and I'm sure you'll find something of interest for everybody.
Right. And we only have a few minutes remaining, but I did want to just make sure we cover a few other things. I know that Northern Exposure is coming up, and there's also what's happening in the gallery right now. What could you sum up for us about those two things?
Northern Exposure, I would remind all UP artists that this is the premier regional competition. This is our 25th year. We are really celebrating, and we have new prizes. We have three artist residencies, one at the Bridge, one on the Island, and one in Escanaba. Over $3,000 worth of cash prizes. We want people to submit. Our submission date is coming up. It's early October. So again, go to bonifacearts.org. You can sign up right there. And a wonderful exhibit right now called The Golden Age of Album Covers. And it's sample album covers from 1967 to 1983. And the curator is sharing these with us with an explanation of how the music industry, for the first time at that time, used original artwork to sell music. And he's coming back by popular demand. We had a rousing gallery walk when we opened the exhibit. But he will be here Friday night, October 12th, and we'd love people to come out and hear what he has to say. Our gallery walk is free and open to the public, and we're also encouraging people to come downtown Escanaba and start. We're calling it on Ludington and 7th, because that is the hot spot in downtown Escanaba. And people can start if they want. They can have dinner at H&H. There's a special limited menu with a discount. Then they can walk across the street and be engaged with Doug Schoquist and the gallery walk. And then if they want to continue the evening, they just go around the corner to Players to Knock. It's their opening night. And so it's a night of the arts and fun in Escanaba downtown.
That sounds wonderful. And for people like me, it's like, I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? Well, when you've got like great options like that all in a row, that sounds awesome. So it sounds like a well-thought-out evening.
It is. And you know what? Parking is free and it's simple. So it's like having some of the benefits of metropolitan life. You know, you've got dining out and gallery exhibits and live theater, and it's all right here in Escanaba downtown.
And there's no $40 parking or anything, so that's good.
Yeah, it's just great.
Wonderful. Well, Pascua, thank you so much for catching up with us about everything happening in the Escanaba region and also everything that's happening regarding the Upper Peninsula of Michigan with art and culture through the Boniface Arts Center. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kurt. It was great talking to you as always.